For the purpose of critique, review, and education, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network proudly presents...
Hey, I'm WC Chronicles. I gotta quit that. It's like, hey, it's I know who I am. They know who I am.
You know what's funny about that? You sound like that announcer like this. Hey, it's a long fly ball. It's going. Gone. Baseball.
This is Gary Owens with my hand up to my ear for whatever purpose it knows. But anyway, it's Madonna Uniquities. I'm still WC Chronicles, your senior host.
Jersey Mike, junior host. We're on, you said seven.
Number seven.
We crapped out today.
We're in a heat wave.
118, EDC's over.
Yes.
And it's hot.
And need kind of like Martha and the Vandellas, looking for having a heat wave. It's 106. I had a friend from Bend, Oregon text me saying it was 94 over there in Bend, Oregon today. And he's like, how hot is it there? So I just took a picture of my dashboard thermometer, 114, and sent that to him.
And sometimes the dashboard, I notice it's like 118 to 120.
Yeah. One time, I mean, you know, car thermometers, they're a little bit off here and there, you know, to a few degrees. But I remember I got in my car one day and it said 140. I think I saved that somewhere.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Somewhere.
Just off that one time.
So we are climbing and making our way through Madonna's career. And, you know, there are things about Madonna's career that you don't know or you come across. And our very first track is actually a song that I never knew actually existed.
Wow, I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Oh, yes. You can tell by my excitement, okay? So this is a song called Sing. It's from December 2007. And it is by Annie Lennox, featuring Madonna.
Nice.
It's a charity single.
From the Eurythmics. Wow.
From the Eurythmics. Yes. This was a charity single that that Annie Lennox took the spearhead on. There was like 23 different feature other artists appearing to it, but Madonna was the only one to actually sing more within the second verse. So at the 139 mark, you're gonna hear Madonna take over.
Wow, this is ready to go on the heat wave, Madonna.
And this is called the Mato Blanc Radio Remix, because there was 23 remixes of this version. This on
it the sounds
internet.
Like a pen.
A pen?
Yeah, what do they call those special pens? Mato Blanc? Mont Blanc pens, you know, those famous pens.
M-O-T-O Blanco.
Mato Blanco.
Mato Blanco Radio Remix.
But they have
remix.
Those pens, Mato Blanc, whatever, you know, they're like 300 a pen, you know, those special handwriting.
Oh,
remix.
Yes. Okay.
You know, 'cause I see
not that, really, but I'll say yes
no,
anyway.
No, but I see those American Greed show that people, because I love that show, where people just steal everybody's money and get all this stupid shit. Mont Blanc. That's the name of the pen.
Mont Blanc.
No, Mont Blanc, whatever the hell it is. It's famous pen.
News to me.
Yeah, it's like people just have thousands of pens, 300, 500 a pen.
Out of my price range.
Yeah.
But so here's Annie Lennox featuring Madonna doing the song entitled Sing.
Sing, my sister, sing.
You
Annie Lennox featuring Madonna sing the Mato Blanco radio remix. Opinions.
Sounds like something, in all honesty, could have been out 2015 or 2016, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that was down to two. I didn't look at the time, but it seems like to me 2:30, you could have had another hit single song there. But yeah, screw the radio these days, you know. So, time for results.
We had
a couple weeks pass, but we're just going to do it. Back in Business, instrumental. That was my pick. You picked Latte, which was the outtake from Hard Candy. Latte had 82 votes. Back in Business, instrumental, 98.
Well, we were close. That's not too bad off. Yeah, you won, but it was a good margin. It means we're getting a good variety of different people, of listening to different
we're getting outtakes. A lot of good traction.
Yes, exactly.
You know, the average people, you take your followers that you have on your page compared to the ratio of people who actually hit the like button, it lands about 2.6%.
Wow.
And if you're lucky, you might get up to 6.4%.
Wow.
It's interesting how that happens, you know?
Really weird the way they, you know, keep track of this.
Yeah. So, landing next at the Greatest Hits Volume 2, Madonna, okay? Released November 12th, 2001. This was everything that, these are the tracks that were basically Greatest Hits Volume 2, you know?
Nice.
Fourth track on it was a track called track called Secret. Remember that song?
Yes, I do. I just don't remember it off the top of my head, but it sounds like...
Well, on Greatest Hits Volume 2, it was the edited version from Bedtime Stories.
Okay.
And, you know, when you want to listen to a song, you can go on YouTube or you can go somewhere on one of your streaming...
Can't find this one anywhere.
I found it!
Did you find it on one of those bizarre German, Russian, Chinese, Japan switch outboards where you...
Well, this is...
Or did Mabel turn around and let you go digging in the corner again and uncover some stuff? Well, I bet you Mabel did.
Exactly. This is the track from the US CD Maxi single. It's track 5 of 7 tracks for Secret. And it's called Some Bizarre Mix. That's what it was called. Some Bizarre Mix. Now, yes, I did have to go into the Mabel's Doomsday Vault archives. I put string on, and then I put breadcrumbs. I took a chain, and I had to go deep down in there to find this track.
Kind of like when the drug cartels are digging these tunnels through the American border from Mexico into San Diego.
They come to Mabel for advice.
Yeah, exactly. They come to Mabel. Mabel's got these things so hidden, you don't even know what you could... really get down there.
Yeah, so you're not going to find this this mix of Secret on YouTube or anywhere else, but you're going to find it here on Madonna Unique. try to have an answer.
No, I don't think you can answer this one. Madonna has so much pull in the music scene that Jelly Bean basically grabbed a hold of her mix and stuff like that. All these other mixes that came out and everything like this. No matter what anybody says, the Material Girl changed lives like Pat Benatar did.
Yeah.
Different fashion statements, different women came out of whatever, you know what I'm saying? And it was just a iconic cultural revolution when Madonna hit the scene.
Yeah.
And she is just never going to go away. She's changed so much. She had like a prayer, didn't have the Pepsi this, but she thrives on controversy.
Yeah.
But I really want to ask her a question one-on-one. Do you still really believe in your Catholic roots? Because you say so much negative about it, but then I see you put a post the other day on Father's Day. She goes, happy Mother's Day to me, because even though the paper says I'm the mother, I do both. I'm the mother and the father, because she adopted 4 or 5 kids.
Yeah.
So, and she has her own kids. So it's really, she is one tough woman.
Yeah, you gotta be. But I like that mix. As I was saying while I was playing, it reminds me of U2's Pop Mart mixes. Because right, you were talking about Jelly Bean, that early stuff way back when. And look at how 10 more years down the road, at how remixing attitudes, the recipe for doing it, is starting to come a little more different. Here we are, we're 10 years more down the road. EDC, that dubstep, and all that other good stuff.
Talking about pop-ups, you remember those things? Not Pop-Tarts, but they had the pop-up pizza in the toaster.
No.
It was like a round pizza. You put it in the toaster and it would pop up. It was pretty cool. Another 80s fad we had. You know something?
Now, was it like a closed-in breaded thing? Because
like the pizza was in the thing. It was like
a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, but it was round and it was bigger and it was like pop-up. And it was great.
I was going to say, you could put the cheese in there, it's going to get all melted and make a mess.
Yeah, but the good thing about this is it's nerdish, and that's what we do. We're
perfect.
Nerds. Madonna, you're our queen, or at least mine.
So, go vote. You can vote for either Annie Lennox featuring Madonna sing, or you can vote for Secret, Some Bizarre Mix. And just a note again, this is the only place you're going to find that Some Bizarre Mix on the internet. WCW_comedy or Shiny Squirrel Podcast Instagram.